expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com. Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
My shine, better known as Shine Brighter. Back again on behalf of Pastor Michael McDuffie. You're listening to my broadcast, DDB.com. Apologize for the late start. Mr. McDuffie had another emergency to attend to, and I'm blowing the best I can as usual to recover your strike. So we're doing the Lord's work, doing His thing, and I'm just grateful to have another day to give God some praise. So I'm not here to preach to you. Again, for those who have heard this voice, cover Mr. McDuffie's broadcast in the past. This is nothing new for me, unfortunately, to be tossed into the pot with the fire already on, but we're here doing the best we can. So the topic I've been given to talk about is being determined to win. Usually, for those who have heard it before, I usually come with more of a motivational spin on things. You know, not so much spiritual, but a little more inspirational, and I think either way, we're doing the Lord's work and giving praise either way, because that's what we've been called to do, speak to you guys in the way that He's given us the ability to do so. So this is my way of doing it, and we're going to rock it out. So again, what you're listening to is my Shine, better known as Shine Brighter, certified personal trainer, motivational speaker, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not really a fan of titles, but I've done a couple things and inspired a couple people along the way. And always looking forward to help people with solving problems and just making things happen and giving God praise with the gifts that I've been given. So back on the topic as far as being determined to win. Let's see, what can I talk about in terms of being determined to win? Let's break it down to what winning really is. I mean, when it comes to winning, success, and things of that nature thrown together, it's usually in my perspective, subjective. I know a lot of people can attest to that because one person's measure of success is different from another. But I think in the grand scheme of things, we're all looking for a positive result. We're all looking for some type of positive or proactive, progress. We're looking for something that's going to help us go in a direction that is going to help us, either do more, achieve more, just go from something to where we haven't accomplished something in the past. So to break that down in terms of winning, I look at the base group of things, which would be progress. And without progress, there is no success, right? Nobody really sees progression unless it's weight loss as a success. And even then, weight loss is progress in reverse, if you want to put it that way, without getting too deep with things. But in the grand scheme of things, I look at progress as something that takes time, something that has to be cultivated not through just consistency, but mainly consistency. In my own personal experience, my own personal goals, again, being a certified personal trainer. Before I became a trainer, I've always had my own goals in terms of physical fitness and work my way towards a lot of things. And that mindset and the character that I developed through achieving those goals transcended into other things that I wanted to accomplish. When it comes to goals and progress and success, a lot of times it's not just in one thing that we're looking to achieve that in. Somebody's measure of success in fitness could be different in terms of finance. Somebody's measure of success in finance could be different in terms of family. And the list goes on. So when we're talking progress, we're really looking for this thing called growth. Right? And when we're talking about growth, we're always looking for things that challenge us in the way that we're forced to. So going back to a personal experience that I had recently is that I found myself having to motivate a couple of colleagues for multiple reasons. And one of my sayings is, the same thing that I've actually told my clients over the years is that the body adapts to whatever you give it. So if you don't give it anything, it has no choice to regress. The first thing is being at a standstill. You're either progressing, you're either constantly progressing, or gradually regressing. So to put that in, I guess, what you say, layman's terms, or applying it to the life skills and life experiences, those baby steps are actually the big picture. The big picture falls within those baby steps that people make towards whatever it is they're trying to achieve or they're trying to win in. And when it comes to determination is a combination of will and discipline. And again, a lot of these things are, you know, I want to put a blanket statement of in my opinion because, you know, Oxford is not my first or last name, and neither is Western. So when I'm talking about these definitions, coming from a position of perspective, you know, in my short, you know, almost 30 years of life on this earth, I only have a couple things that I've learned, and the rest of my quote-unquote wisdom can be credited to people that I've been around that have been around here a lot longer. You know, I've been around people that have lived life a lot longer than I have and have been grateful to, you know, cheat on a couple of their wisdom and to go from there. So back on my topic, I digress. When it comes to being determined, it's a combination of will and discipline. And when I say will and discipline, it kind of goes hand in hand, but it's slightly different. Will is more along the lines of wanting, right? Some people try to differentiate the two. But when you have the discipline to go along with that willingness to do it, that's when things take on a whole other level of actually achieving these things. Some people say they want success. You know, some of them say, you know, they're determined to do it. Some of them might be saying all these things and actually really just wishing for it. And that's where action comes in. So when we're going back to progress, right, having the will, having the determination, all that, can't be nice stuff that we talk about all the time. It's those building blocks that really help you make those baby steps that will solidify you in the long run. So excuse me if I sound a little all over the place. I'm kind of trying to put together this topic off to the top of my head, but luckily the Lord has given me the ability to speak from experiences in a pretty nice way, and hopefully, you know, you guys will get something out of it. Despite the fact I'm kind of multitasking here. Because Mr. McDuffie called me in the middle of a couple things. The best way I can kind of wrap this thing together is through my personal experiences and my personal story. Through my fitness experience, for example, after just telling a story without probably stay on topic here, one of my goals initially was to, you know, just something simple, something vague, was to, I guess, not pull out 15 pounds in my first 2 years of college, right? That want turned into a will when I put action behind it, right? And behind that action came the discipline to fuel that action and to continue that action. So, for example, it started off as something that, you know, I identified and said, you know what, this is going to be something that I want to accomplish, and I want to make it happen. So, despite, you know, me having a pretty full-time college schedule, I made it up in my mind to, you know, to get to the gym in between classes. I made it up in my mind to do some research when I'm done studying for class and look up, you know, workout routines. Or to invest in, you know, back in S5 for me was P90X, right? I know some people know that name and from, you know, a little quote-unquote back in the day. I know we still back in Faygo and Richard Simmons, that's cool beyond my time frame, but you get the point I'm making, hopefully. It's really about taking those steps and putting in those actions and fueling it with the discipline to make it happen. So we can plan all day. Plan usually falls into the line of the will, right? But executing that plan is where the determination, the discipline comes in, which is what determination is made up of. So being determined to win comes down to identifying what that is for you, right? Again, we talked about, you know, success being subjective or winning being subjective. Now, of course, if we want to get down to the nitty-gritty of things, there are some things where winning is just not subjective at all. If you look at sports teams, right, the rules of the game are the winner is the person who scores the most points, right? There is no whether you felt like you scored there's some points of life where that is what it is. There's a definite line in between winning and losing. You have to determine that you have what it takes to put yourself on that side of the line. Same thing when it comes to, you know, racing on a marathon. Say, oh, well, I felt like I ran harder than this person, but she still came in last. It doesn't matter how you feel. You know, you might have won your own personal, you know, I guess, record as far as against yourself, but as far as winning the contest, well, we'll look at second place, and, you know, standards have been made across the consensus. It is what it is. So I just wanted to differentiate that real quick. But going back to the steps on your terms and things that you can determine for yourself, the building blocks are all the same regardless. Right? Identifying what it is that you want, what version of success means to you, how bad you want it, because there's wanting it and then there's, you know, different levels of wanting it. There's sort of kind of, you know, it's kind of nice to talk about, and then there's, I'm going to get this done by any means necessary. Right? There's two different parameters, very wide spectrum of what want looks like. And usually the closer you get to doing whatever it takes, that want gets closer and closer to will. So when it comes to that, you want to take those that after you identify what you want, you want to go back, go right into the preparation and learning what it takes to make it happen, right? So this is where action comes into play, right? Identifying it is the easy part. You know, it might be the next step up to start planning and to do the research and to, you know, seeing what it takes to do for you to get you from where you are to where you want to be and doing your homework. Is the second step. Some people don't even make it that far, right? So that's the second step. That's where those baby steps come into place, right? And then there's the execution of that plan, or at least trying it. Of course, you know, plan A might not always be the one that works. So that's why there's 25 other letters, you know? So you want to take those steps and put that in one giant circle of repeating that same cycle over and over until you get to where you want to get to. Because over the years, again, going back to my fitness experience, of course, my initial goal started off as keeping off 15 pounds that I didn't want to gain my first year in college, and I was proud to say that I achieved that. But guess what? Once that was over, doesn't mean that I got complacent, right? Again, the body is designed to adapt to whatever you give it. So there is no getting complacent. There is no standing still. There is no such thing as maintenance. It's really just a consistent execution of small enough progression to not regress, right? That's usually what maintenance looks like. It's really just achieving that balance of progress and regression to where it looks like you're standing in one place. But really you're just balancing off that offset of progression and regression. So if you want to make those changes where you're really making significant progress, you got to push a little bit more. You know, and I'm not the kind of person where to say everything you do is not enough. That's not my style either. Even though I will say that I am my biggest critic and I can treat myself that way, but it's not the best in the world that I do. But you have to earn that. You have to earn that. A lot of people don't really take time to truly earn the pat on the back they think they deserve. And they think they should get a brownie point for just saying that they want to achieve something. And that's something that anybody can do. You know, everybody, you know, I'm not saying people, for those who haven't heard of a vision board, but the vision board is supposed to be the easiest part, but sometimes, you know, sometimes identifying what you really want can be hard to visualize until you actually sit down and try to do it, you know, but you won't know until you put these things into action and actually give it a try. So, again, I'm just speaking from passion. I'm speaking from, my own personal experience. I'm speaking from the amount of goals that I've set over the years. I've had my serious setbacks. After I achieved, you know, keeping up 15 pounds, I continued to work out at the gym, try and build some muscle. Now, for those who don't know, of course, the majority of the world, the majority of America is very weight loss focused. And, of course, rightfully so, that's just the kind of society that we're in, and it is what it is. But to just shed some light on the other side of things, for those who don't know, building muscle is actually just as hard as moving weight. For those who, especially if you're on a different side of the spectrum of them, the body fat. Now, if you're endomorph, somebody that's naturally heavy, of course, trying to put on weight is probably something you can do in your sleep. hypothetically. But for the process, as far as what the body needs to do in order to build quality with pure lean muscle and not fat is actually a very arduous process. So it took me about 2 years, right? 2 years to put on any significant noticeable amount of muscle on my body as far as lifting weights when I was in college. So I went and achieved that. Again, it was something that to where I was more focused on the process. Focusing on the process is where my progress came. And when I say process, I go back to those same foundational cues of determination, right? Having the will, having the plan, identifying what I wanted, putting in that putting in those baby steps, right? Those little tiny bits of progression to help me continue to push and to have something that my body needed to adapt to, right? Feeding my body in accordance with that to make it happen. So I achieved that, and the following year I got braces. And long story short, braces led to jaw surgery. And unfortunately, to the jaw surgery, I went from, you know, I forget how many pounds I put on in those 2 years of muscle, but I lost all of it in about 5 weeks after jaw surgery. And to say disappointed would probably be an understatement. I mean, it was a scheduled surgery, so I kind of knew what I was in for, but I didn't know at all until I actually went through the recovery process, how shocking it would be to my body and also psychologically. But it was a challenge. But of course, again, having the determination and the will to do what I wanted to do, it gave me the drive to pick myself back up after a while. You know, it took probably a good 8-9 months post-op to really get back to my routine to put the weight back on to another year. But the only reason why it took a shorter time frame is that I didn't put the weight back on the way I wanted to. So it was a little too fast. So I went through a pretty troublesome trial in terms of trying to put the weight on right, trying to figure it out, trying to realign myself with what my goals were, you know, finding out or coming to terms with me starting all over again was probably the biggest thing. But I also hung on to the truth that I've done it before, and that gave me the hope to know that I could do it again. Fast forward to a couple years later, I got myself fairly back to the same conditioning that I was in before the surgery, and knew I was capable of doing more. So instead of relying just on myself, because I know that I don't have all the answers and I never will, I consulted and finally hired myself a personal trainer and got myself a coach. And through their education and them pushing me and having that little bit of, you know, extra accountability helped me progress or get me those really big, give me those baby steps that I really needed to get me over the hump to my next W, or my next win. So,
excuse me?
Hopefully those who are happening to be listening. I'm sorry?
Okay, I'm going to give you another minute. We're going to go on break.
You want to take a break?
Well, it's 2:30. We usually go on break on 2:30, but you can finish up what you're going to say to the listeners.
Okay. I'm sorry. I thought it was just within 30 minutes. That's fine. Sorry about that. All right, I'll finish
That's
up.
Okay.
So before we go on break, I just want to make this quick note. The things that I've been taught in terms of getting me to that point really helped me learn that these things about our character are almost like a skill in a sense. Because once you, it's almost like, let me see what analogy I can pull out, that I have a bunch of them, so I'm trying to pick which one will make most sense in this situation. I would say think of a rubber band, right? A fresh rubber band, nice and tight. You know, it might pop if you try to stretch it too fast. But if it gets used gradually over a long period of time, it gets to a point where its state changes in a way that it's looser, right? It's more open. It's expanded. And once it's become expanded, it can't shrink again. And I can, the analogy that I'm making here is to what growth does for somebody who's, you know, been determined to win and has, you know, gone through the trials and taken those black and blues and had to build their character to get to where they are now. Once you become that person, or once you've overcome those things and really pushed and applied yourself, you've grown to become a person or to be have the ability to do things that, you know, you don't you love it, you, you know, go on and try something else different in life. So I'm going to leave that there. When it comes to growth, you're creating a person that you've never been before, and you're also growing to be a person that, you know, growing from the person that you'll never be again. And that's something that can really, you know, inspire people and help you achieve that much more as you continue to go through this course in your life. So we're going to take a break, right? Hopefully I'll have some more things to say to you guys. I'll have another story or two and wrap up this beautiful Saturday, right? Be back in a bit.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first rechargeable LED identifier. Get traffic and search and rescue. Increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guy Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
All right, all right, all right.
Okay, just keep in mind, at 2:55, we're shutting down.
No problem.
Okay.
Just give me, I guess, a 5-minute heads up if I happen to go off a tangent. I don't think I'll last that long, though. We'll see.
Okay.
All right, guys. All right. We're back. For those who are tuning in for the last 20, 30 minutes, I appreciate you and I value you. If you happen to be catching this on a replay, or happen to be just tuning in on a Saturday, or any other day of the week that you have this on, I appreciate you as well. Again, for those who are just hopping on, this is your girl, My Shine, better known as Shine Brighter, filling in for Pastor Mike, Pastor Michael McDuffie, on MikeBroadcastCDB.com. Mr. McDuffie is away on business. He's handling a couple things, and unfortunately, I happen to be the one to catch the volley again. So here we are. We were talking about being determined to win. I'm a certified personal trainer, have been for some time now, and I've also been on a personal fitness journey for about 11 years. I've gone through my seasons of wins and losses, and I guess he figured that this, I'd be a perfect candidate for talking about this. Again, I don't come from, I have a spiritual background. I actually am a pastor's kid, but I like to speak more from a position of inspiration. And stay in my lane. So that's pretty much how we roll here. So I was talking about my experiences in terms of my own fitness journey and how I, have overcome obstacles to make things happen. And during the commercial break, I figured I'd find something to kind of put me on track here because I do my share of collecting good reads and I stay connected to people that will help fill my cup and guide me along the way of this roller coaster we call life and have poured some good things into me. So I'm going to read an excerpt from one of my motivated individuals within my fitness circle, and I'm just going to read it and then we'll go from there. So this is what it says. Honestly, I find motivation to be overrated. Motivation is something that always seems to ebb and flow because it's just a feeling. Behind feelings isn't much substance. They are so fleeting. I find principles a much stronger basis to act on. Principles have attraction in life. Things like discipline, commitment, and integrity are cornerstones for me. I find focusing on those things when days come that motivation is low, and they will come, is a much better bet. Relying on principles you live your life by rather than feelings of the day is a critical component to success in my experience. So I know we weren't really talking about motivation per se, but it has a big factor in the course of what we go through when we're chasing this thing called success. You know, I know success is that grass is greener feeling, talk about it on a good day. It's a great conversation. But we can all attest just, the nature of how life goes, that we have days where success can feel a lot farther and sometimes it can feel almost, darn near impossible. And that's where motivation comes in. And that's where, we have those days where you feel like you can reach for the stars and anything's possible. And there's days where you kind of sit back and try to settle. You pump the brakes a little bit and call yourself coming to terms with reality. Speaking from personal experiences, I've had those thoughts. I've had those days. Been there, done that. And I can't, speak for somebody, but I can say that I can try to understand where people are coming from when we have those days, because I've had my version of that experience to some, to some degree, basically. So I tried to tie that into this whole thing because when you're chasing a goal, when you're on the path, when you're past that point of just talking about it or just thinking about it, those challenges come. The challenges only come when you're actually trying, number one. So let that be a good sign. Right, that you're doing something, because there is no such thing as a setback unless you're stepping forward. All right, I need to write that one down because I just came up with that. when it comes to being determined, that's where you have to learn how to face those obstacles and overcome. I'm not going to try and be this poet that can kind of pull definitions out of parts of words because I'm not that versed about preparation. Having those key foundations, right? I think principles is a great way. The reason why I like this quote that I just read you guys is because I like the way that the its individual character components into a principle. When you make things a principle, right, you're making it a value. You're making it something that is of high importance to where it's something that you don't even think about. It's just something, it's a part of, it becomes a part of who you are, right? So when you treat the decisions that you make, or you treat, you know, the things that you're after as something that has to be done instead of something that you want to do, your actions and your level of discipline and determination just shoot through the roof because of just where you categorize it, right? So for me, going back to my story, over time, again, of course, it came back to establishing my why and really identifying what I wanted and why I wanted it. As I took those baby steps and accomplished those small victories, behind the scenes, it built parts of my character that allowed me that I needed to achieve those things. So I just wanted to reiterate on that. That's kind of what I touched on before our break, which is what I was trying to articulate before. When you're trying to achieve something, in most cases, the only reason why you haven't achieved it yet is because you haven't become the person that's necessary, become the person that's able to do those things. And the only way you become that person is by progressing and building those character values through actions, right, through having the determination to do it. And until you become that person is when you're able to achieve those things. So when you're finding that determination, you're finding that will, you're building that discipline. When I touch on discipline, I tell my clients that discipline is really a skill. Willpower is a skill. Willpower is like a muscle. If you don't use it, you will lose it. If you don't use it, if you never use it, you'll never get it. Some people are like, oh, I wish I had the willpower. I wish I had the determination. I wish I had the discipline. It's like, no, either you have to reevaluate your goal or you have to actually start working on improving it. It's really not something that's just dropped in somebody's lap. It's a principle. It's a value. It's a character component that just is a higher priority for some people than others. And whether it becomes that priority for you is depending on you. So when it comes to, again, putting all these things together, if you don't get anything else out of it, just know that you are in control of what you do. You are in control of how you react to what happens to you. I know everybody doesn't have the greatest story in the world, and not everybody has a soft story either. But whatever side of the spectrum that you're on, know that there's always something that you can do about it. I do pride myself on building this problem-solver's mentality. And I can almost call it a principle. I almost have problem-solving like a principle in my life because I'm never somebody that gets complacent in accepting things for, you know, what it is. I'm not trying to save the world either. You know, I have somewhat of a, you know, a balanced view of things in terms of that. But I also know that I'm not going to sit around here and do nothing when I'm capable of at least doing something, you know? So if there's anything that you tried to win at, you know, I've had periods and seasons in my life where I just couldn't catch a break. You know, sometimes you kind of get tired of losing after a while. I know there was one quote, because I have had a major accomplishment in the last couple months that I've been working towards for over 4 years now. And a quote that I put on Facebook is that it's amazing and it's weird that, you know, sometimes you can be losing for so long that winning doesn't even feel right anymore, you know? And it's kind of a surreal feeling. But when you put your head down and you've gotten so lost in the process, which is not, you know, entirely a bad thing all the time because it helps you stay focused. Sometimes you can really look up and say, oh snap, I'm here already, you know? And then once you fall so in love with the principle of process that you achieve a person or you become a person that can only go on to the next thing, you know? And there's nothing wrong with taking time to celebrate. There's nothing wrong with taking time to you know, kind of dance on the top of the steps for a little bit. Just know the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, you know? And usually our whole focus in this whole life is really to just keep climbing until God takes us the rest of the way. So we're wrapping up on the last 5 minutes. I'm going to see if I can find some quotes wanted to kind of leave you guys with, again, to kind of recap, the topic that I was trying to bring across to you guys was being determined to win and what that means to me, what that can mean to a lot of people, and how I break down what that looks like. And it really comes down to the components of not just knowing what you want, not just saying, oh, it would be nice to do X, Y, Z, and, you know, a lot of people fantasize about success, and for the sake of just fantasizing about it. And if that's your thing, God bless you. But a lot of people do it and don't know that there's actually a difference between fantasizing about success and actually taking the steps toward achieving it. You know, it's funny people that come to me and say, oh, my God, I wish I had your body, and this, that, and the third. And it's like the same people will say they're going to do X, Y, Z, and here we are, it's up in January again, and we're going to have the same resolutions every year. You know, so for some people, if you're cool with that, God bless. No love lost. I don't judge anybody for them being okay with where they're at. But for those who really aren't, right, the way you can usually identify that you're not okay where you're at, that you keep complaining about the same thing over and over, if it wasn't a problem, you wouldn't complain about it, right? And the second thing is, if you really wanted it, you'd be taking steps towards it, right? Or if it didn't bother you, you'd be okay with it, right? So if you want to be determined to win, or if you're in that state, and if you're in that experience right now and having some troubles, just know that as long as you're putting those little deposits in the piggy bank, it will eventually add up to that dollar, and those dollars end up multiplying going from there. A lot of it sounds cliche. I understand that. You got to excuse my cough. Right? Once I talk too much, I get a very dry throat, and I don't have any water because I wasn't prepared to be talking for about an hour straight. but when you're determined to win, and if you're trying to figure out how to do that, or if you're having some trouble and you're in the middle of that, just know that regardless of you actually having a W on the scoreboard right now, as long as you're building and taking that time to hone in on the process, focus on the progress, and establish those principles to continue to build that system, your W is coming. It might have already came, and you might not even realize it, because there are always small victories you can take away. You might be focused on the scale too much and not realize that you lost inches, right, going back to fitness. There's always somewhere where you can say you've accomplished something if you are doing what you're supposed to be doing and become the person you're supposed to be. So I'm going to wrap it up there. We got about 3 minutes to spare, but I don't think I'm going to have enough to go to full 3 minutes. I'm going to try and find one more quote and wrap it up from there. Give me 1 second. Hold on. So this is a little bit of a tangent, but it's still focused on process. So this is a quote that I made, I guess, a couple years ago. Direction is so much more important than speed. Many are going nowhere fast. Be patient with your progress, but be ready to move when the path is clear. So to expand on that real quick with, like, 60 seconds, is establishing where you want to go, right? People talk about success, but are sometimes too vague with it. If you only have a general direction or a general location, right, you're never going to get to where here is. There's no such thing as here if you don't know where it is. So if you're making progress, right, if you're kind of, you know, running around, it's the difference between being busy and actually, you know, making progress. You can be moving, but there's a difference between running in place and running a few feet forward. You know, but both people are lifting their feet. So without me trying to kind of pull any more, I guess, random stories or quotes out of here, hope you guys got something out of this. I apologize for the haphazardness. Again, you can all thank Mr. McDuffie for throwing me on the spot at 2:05. So if you got anything out of this, I appreciate it. You can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/shine, S-H-Y-I-N-E. I'm also on Instagram, not much, but eventually sometimes. At Shine Brighter, S-H-Y-I-N-E Brighter. Again, you're listening to my broadcast, DDV.com. You can find and hopefully be listening to Pastor Mike next Saturday. All right? He's got a couple things going on in Patterson, a couple community events. Stay tuned. Follow him on Facebook. Hopefully you guys have a great, great Saturday. And stay blessed. And as always, shine brighter. Make a great day.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.